Neville.
Shh.
Don't worry. Ellen's coming. I can hear her on the stairs.
Clary settled herself under the blankets again and went back to trying not to think about the what-if things that were keeping her awake. But it seemed impossible to fall asleep when she could hear her little brother Neville wheezing through the walls. What if, when she got to home place tomorrow, her cousins ganged up against her? What if Dad and Zoe were involved in an accident on the way home? What if Zoe decided she wanted Clary to start calling her Mum? How awful that would be. But then a flash of common sense pierced the gloom. Of course Zoe was never going to ask her to do that. She'd rather be burned at the stake than have anyone think she was old enough to be Clary's mother. Comforted, Clary closed her eyes.
Time to make a move, Zoe.
I haven't finished my brandy yet.
Early start tomorrow.
I don't see why we always have to spend our summer holidays in boring old Sussex.
Don't you?
No. What about the south of France? Both your brothers have taken their wives there.
Edward and Villy went for their honeymoon.
Well, I've never been there. What do you think?
It might be lovely.
Well, you sound as though we shan't go. And please don't say we can't afford it.
Darling, apart from that, we can't leave the children.
They're perfectly happy with your family.
I can't let them do all the work. Are you ready?
Not quite.
I'll go and get our coats.
Before retiring to bed, Rupert's mother and his elder sister Rachel made an inspection of the house, as they did every year before the rest of the Cazalet family arrived for their summer holidays.
That's everything down here, I think, Duchy.
Well, onwards and upwards.
Home Place was located on the outskirts of the village of Watlington, which lay between Hastings and the small town of Battle.
Do you think we should provide hot water bottles to air the beds?
In the height of summer? No, I do not.
Rachel knew better than to pursue the subject with her mother. Her Victorian reputation for plain living had long ago earned her the nickname Duchess, shortened over the years to Duchy.
Now, where did I put the list of who's sleeping where?
We thought Hugh and Sybil in the blue room, Edward and Villy in the peony room, Zoe and Rupert in the Indian room.
Rachel adored her brothers equally, but was fondest of all of Rupert. He'd had such a tragic time when Isabel died. He was such a wonderful father and sweet to Zoe, who was so young. She resolved to be particularly kind to her as she followed her mother along the landing.
What about Clary?
Oh, Lord. She'll have to have a camp bed in the pink.
I think she'll like that. She'll want to be in with the other girls. I'm sorry. This arrived in the second post for you.
Oh,
I put it in my pocket and forgot all about it.
Rachel took the letter, looked briefly at the handwriting on the envelope, and immediately felt her heart leap.
Good night, then, Duchy, darling.
But what about the camp bed?
Oh, it won't take me 2 minutes.
What would we do without you? Good night, Rachel, dear.
As soon as she was alone, Rachel tore open the letter.
My darling Rachel.
My darling Rachel, she read. I wonder if you'll ever know how much you are that. I'm not sure how long this will be, because I'm writing it in the staff room, and in a few minutes' time, Jenkins Minor will loom to murder a perfectly harmless little piece of bark, made all the worse because the only sound I long to hear is your voice.
Do you think you could telephone me this afternoon? After school, but before 7 when Evie gets back. It would be absolutely delicious to have you to myself, even if it is for only a few moments on the blower.
Rachel felt overwhelmed with disappointment. It was far too late to ring Sid now, and with everyone arriving tomorrow, she worried that a convenient opportunity might not present itself.
Here, darling, put it on before we go outside.
I should have thought France would be a wonderful place for you to paint.
Yes, it would be, but not affordable on a schoolmaster's wage. Anyway, if I have a painting holiday, it has to be just that. Not what you would call a holiday at all.
Trust you to be so earnest about it.
Well, that's exactly what I'm not. If I was earnest, as you put it, I wouldn't be deflected by you or anyone else.
What do you mean, anyone else?
Oh, I mean that nothing would stop me painting, neither you nor anything else.